With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. An Oregon man who was caught on video harassing a bison in Yellowstone National Park was arrested in Glacier National Park last night. He appeared in federal court today and was jailed pending a court hearing next week. 55-year-old Raymond Reinke had been cited for drunken and disorderly conduct in a third national park, Grand Teton, last Saturday. A Montana legislative candidate is disputing a determination by the state campaign regulator that a $3,000 loan is an illegal campaign contribution that must be returned. The Billings Gazette reports that Republican House candidate Rodney Garcia of Billings is calling the money a personal loan from Republican PSC Commissioner Terry O'Donnell. Rail traffic has resumed after a dozen loaded grain cars derailed just east of the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. BNSF railway officials say the car derailed after crossing a trestle just northwest of Cutbank yesterday afternoon. Traffic resumed at 9 o'clock this morning, but the closure caused scheduling issues for Amtrak's Empire Builder. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Montana says BNSF Railway has agreed to pay $200,000 and spend up to $750,000 on road repairs to settle damage claims from a 2001 train derailment in the Kootenai National Forest. The agreement resolves a lawsuit brought against the railway over the derailment of a train hauling wheat about 50 miles west of Whitefish. Prosecutors allege that during cleanup work, BNSF caused extensive damage to a forest road and refused to pay a $1.1 million bill. Mild weather without much likelihood to expand wildfires is expected this weekend after a week of high temperatures, low humidity, and a red flag warning, or an indication that weather is ripe for wildfires to start and spread. That red flag warning for the western two-thirds of Montana is set to expire at midnight tonight. Leanne Allegretto, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Missoula, says to expect temperatures in the low to mid-80s with low humidity for the next couple days.
We certainly won't see the mid to upper 90 degrees that we've seen, you know, last week going into this weekend. It's actually going to be quite pleasant.
She says northern Montana will also be relatively smoke-free if new fires don't emerge in the area. Smoke in south and central Montana will be blowing in from the fires raging in California and Washington.
It just looks like the thickest, heaviest smoke will be, you know, from I-90 south.
Winds will die down over the weekend, too. Allegretto expects these patterns to ease the stress of a particularly fire-prone weather pattern. Dozens of small fires have sprung up across western Montana.
Hopefully the crews that are working on these fires can make some ground over the course of the weekend.
A wildfire north of Hot Springs on the Flathead Reservation grew by about 170 acres yesterday due to high winds. C.T. Camel, fire prevention specialist for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, says the lightning-caused Garden Creek fire is burning about 200 acres of remote forest and is not threatening any structures. About 40 firefighters are on scene, along with helicopters, engines, and tankers, working in terrain that Camel describes as
steep, rocky, rugged.
Camel says the fire is 0% contained and some mountain roads in the area are closed, but the weekend weather will provide an opportunity to make some progress.
After they get through today, you know, they should have a good shot at boxing it in.
But meteorologist Leanne Allegretto says the relief won't last long. A major high-pressure system that could exacerbate fires is coming through the area next week. I'm Nick Mott for Montana Public Radio.